So we'll say Parshas Vayira, of course, begins with the incredible episode. Avraham Avinu is post-Mila, right, just a few days outside of his Bris Mila. And what happens? So, V'hine Yoshe Pesach Al Kechom Ayom. He's sitting outside of the tent, mamish in the heat of the day. And Rashi Kedush already points out that twice Avraham Avinu is sitting outside the tent in the heat of the day, Hachnasas Archim. He's so desirous to go ahead and perform hospitality. He's so desirous to go ahead and do chesed that mamish, even though he must be in incredible and intense physical pain, nevertheless, he's not going to lose out on the list of Achnasas Archim. So the Torah relates, Vayar v'inesh l'shana shim boim. That's what happens. He sees three men. And of course, again, these are no ordinary three men. They're malochim. Avraham Avinu doesn't know that. He runs out to greet them. They're both saying, now, beautiful, magnificent. Except, of course, the most dramatic part of the story is not Avraham Avinu's willingness to do Achnasas Archim. The most dramatic part of the story is what? How does the parsha begin? Vayera elav Hashem. The Ribono Shel Olam is sitting with Avram, conversing with Avram Avinu, and what happens? Can you imagine this? The Ribono Shel Olam comes, he's sitting with Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu sees what? Sees three strangers in the distance, and effectively says, God, give me a sec, right? Give me a sec. I'll be back in a moment. What are you doing? The Ribono Shel Olam is sitting with you in your tent. There are three nomadic, remember, Avram Avinu assumes that they're idolaters, right? He says, Rachtzu Raglechem, Rashi says, wash off the dust of your feet, because the nomads in the area used to worship dust. He doesn't want to have all the Zara coming into his home. So what's going on over here that he abandons the Ribon? What kind of host is this? You know, it's great. You're makir with Hachnasas Archim. I'll say it's like people who are Baalei Chesed for everyone but their own family members. You know, it's beautiful. But Chesed starts at home. The Ribon Shalom is in your house. He's in your tent. How can you just get up, run away, God, give me a second, and go greet strangers? To which the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says, so Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, what do you see from here? Gedola Hachnasas Archim, Mekabalas Pnei Hashchina. Dramatic statement. You see from here that what? Hachnasas Archim is even greater than receiving the Shechina, than receiving the presence of God Himself. Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin. So we'll say, listen to this. So a beautiful Gemara that we're all familiar with. So asks the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, V'chi ma nafka mina bazeh ledina. What does that mean? Right? What Shiva said, okay, so shkoyach. We learn from here a halacha that hachnasas archim is even greater than receiving chalash rabbah. So we'll say, keep that one in your back pocket. Because the next time the Ribono Shel Olam is sitting with you, conversing with you in your house, and you see someone knocks on your door and asks you if they could come for a meal, just know the halacha is, you're permitted to say, Ribono Shel Olam can't talk to you right now, got to attend to the guest. Okay, so for most of us, this is not lemaisa. So what it says in Lashon HaKadosh, so what is the Gemara teaching me about? So if I ever have a conflict between these two, just know Hachnasas Archim wins out. Very nice. Lemaisa. What do I do with this halacha? Rabbi Osai, listen to this Halig Baal Shem Tov. Amazing. He says, Ela Limud Gadol. Well, so you know, when you learn, I said this to you before, when you learn the Torah of a Tzaddik, you connect with his neshama. So literally, again, it's like the Baal Shem Tov is sitting here right now, B'chvodo Ba'atzmo, teaching us this idea. Get ready. He says, Ela Limud Gadol, Halacha L'maisa Yesh Bazeh. This is a very important Halacha L'maisa element. What's the Halacha L'maisa? Afa Pisha L'famim. Karach HaDavar Be'Bitl Torah. You know, we'll say, Hachnasas Archim sometimes is not a Pashat Mitzvah. Because what happens? You have people at your table, and as much as sometimes you want to say, you know what, I want a Shabbos table that's filled with Divrei Torah, and it's filled with Zmirus. Sometimes I have people at my table who are not so interested in Divrei Torah, and who are not so interested in Zmirus. And what happens? The conversation at the table sometimes takes a turn, I'll put it nicely, in a very mundane direction. Right? Nevertheless, he says, V'u'ila l'shmo lashon hara. Sometimes chas v'shalom, what can happen? You know, people who don't know the halachas of lashon hara. So sometimes, you know, even sometimes people who do know the halachas of lashon hara. Right? Sometimes, again, the conversation takes a twist, and like we're talking about stuff that is just not good. So I might have thought like this. I might have thought, Rabbi say, you know what? I do my risk, my risk-benefit analysis. Is that what it's called, risk-benefit analysis? Right? I go into my risk-benefit analysis, and I weigh the pros and the cons. On one hand, it's great to have people in my home. On the other hand, it could be Lashon Hara, it could be Bitl Torah. The Baal Shem Tov says, the halacha teaches me what? That b'chol zos, lo l'hashkiach ha'kach, v'lo levata mitzas hachnasas archin, ki gidola mehakbalas p'nei hashchina. Says the Baal Shem Tov, you know what the halacha is? The halacha is that I see like this. Here's my cost-benefit analysis. If I don't open my home, let's say one thing is clear, which is what? Well, people won't come. That is true. Excellent point. Right, thank you. Right, I was going to go a little bit deeper. Right, I cannot open. See, one thing is clear, which is if I don't open my home and it's just me and my family, I could control the spiritual atmosphere. And it'll be very holy. It'll be very beautiful. And it'll be Divrei Torah and Zmiris, and the fire will come down from the heavens and envelop the dining room table because Mamish is so magnificent. It'll be Le'ela, and I'll walk away infused, and I'll walk away inspired. It'll be great. I'll have children who are tzaddikim, and it's incredible. It's incredible. That is true. And when I open my home to other people, what could happen? Oh, a lot of stuff could happen. There's no controlling what this one's going to say at the table. And I will say, it's my son, Michal Yom. What some people assume is suitable language. Right? Meisim b'chol yom. They come to your Shabbos table, and I can't believe you just used that word. My kids are looking around. What does that mean? Right? So talk to your mother. Right? You know, and again, so what could happen? I could say, you know what? I'm better off cocooning myself. I'm better off bubbling myself. I'm better off just wrapping myself in that atmosphere of spirituality. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Ribono Shalom, the Gemara says, Gadol hachnasas orchim me'akbalas p'nei hashchina. The Ribono Shel Olam says, I would rather you have people in your home. I would rather you go ahead and have a few less Divrei Torah. I'd rather you have a few less Zemiros. I would rather you have a Shabbos table and a home that's maybe a little less infused with spirituality, but more open to other people. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. And I will say, what do you see here? So it says about Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is not just like a nice lofty statement. This is a halacha. Gidola hachnasas orchim yosir me'akbalas b'nei hashchina. Because sometimes in life you have to make that choice. Sometimes in life the choice is between preserving and amplifying my own personal spirituality versus going ahead and opening my home and my life up to others. And the Ribono Shel Olam says, what I want more than anything is I want you to be open to others. I want you to have a life, and I want you to have a home that's open to others. And also, I just want to expand this just for a moment. This is not just about Achnasas Arachim. It's telling us, what does the Ribono Shel Olam want from us in life? So it's easy to think that the greatest metric of accomplishment is personal piety. The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to achieve the pinnacle, the heights of personal piety. And that is true. But you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything? The pinnacle of Judaic accomplishment is the ability to help another Jew. The pinnacle of Judaic accomplishment is to know that you're there for another. Yes, it's true. Sometimes if you do that, does your personal spirituality, your personal piety take a hit? It does. It does, because we're all influenced by the influences all around us. But at the end of the day, what the Ribono Shel Olam wants more than anything from us is for us to be there for one another, for us to love one another, for us to support one another, and for us to be the enablers of others' growth. That, says the Baal Shem Tov, is not just a nice flowery statement in Chazal, but Kidola Hachnasas Archim Me'akbalas Pnei Hashchina. Ribono Shel Olam says, you know what, if you have a choice between being with me or being there for other Jews, make the choice to be their father. So we should be Zochem Yeretz Hashem. But I just be Moses one last thing, and we're just really going to stop. I would venture to say, if a person adopts the approach of the Baal Shem Tov, a person very quickly comes to realize it's not an either or. Because there is no greater catalyst for personal growth than being there for your fellow Jew. The Aliyas Neshama one gets, ultimately, by helping and being and supporting other Jews, is greater than anything that you will ever get from any personal spiritual endeavor. So although it may look like initially, that your personal piety is taking a hit, in the long run, a person will emerge stronger, a person will emerge more beautifully, spiritually luminescent, and ultimately closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, so stop right there. Mordechai Tzadik. Ratzai L'Rov Echov. That's right.